SEN, the ultimate rap with Tony Shebeki.
Coming up to 10 o'clock, I'll leave you out of this one for a sec, George, because I was able to catch up with Brett Phillips a little bit earlier on. He's on a plane going overseas. So with thanks to Northern Jeep Bundoora, Australia's number one dealer, the largest selection of Jeeps, all with five-year warranty and lifetime roadside assistance. Visit Northern Jeep Bundoora today. Good morning, Brett Phillips.
Good morning, Shebeks.
Mate, this is always an interesting time of year, the final Grand Slam of the year, the US Open.
Yeah, look, certainly the men's field is taking on a very interesting composition with the amount of withdrawals. This is sort of unprecedented for quite some time, and the latest to pull out is Andy Murray. He was in doubt, of course. He hadn't played any of the lead-up tournament since Wimbledon. He had trouble with the hip at Wimbledon. Only 48 hours before the US Open, he's withdrawn. He joins Djokovic, Wawrinka, Nishikori and Raonic, all top 10 players, not playing at this year's US Open, which is certainly disappointing for the organisers, but that's the way it rolls at this time of the year. Gee, the players have been on tour for 8 or 9 months, so they're carrying plenty of injuries, plenty of niggles, and it certainly opens the door for maybe, unless Federer and Nadal do meet in the final, it's certainly been their year. Interestingly, Shebex, they've never met at the US Open, so the organisers would love that. If not, it might be one of the young guns that has a chance to sneak through and win a maiden US Open.
And of course, BP, we've also got to look at the side of it from the tennis player as well. And is there a thought that they may be just pushing themselves too much and extending themselves with so many games in a year that come August, they're just buggered?
Yeah, well, scheduling is probably the most important thing in tennis now. And, you look at the demands, certainly just physically, the way the top elite men play, the wear and tear on the body is enormous. Now, when you're higher ranked, obviously you can pick and choose a little bit more with your scheduling and have those sort of rest and recovery blocks and training blocks. But when you're just battling away on the tour, you've got to keep playing just to earn points, earn prize money, and that's why the physical conditioning now of tennis players is absolutely enormous. But yeah, when you're the final Grand Slam of the year, sometimes we don't always get the rub of the green of the Australian Open because some players might have had a big pre-season and pull out, but the US, the way it works, is probably more effective than the others.
Well, let's have a look at the draw, and the first one, I suppose, the most interesting one for Australia is Nick Kyrgios up against John Millman.
Yeah, the all-Aussie affair. Yeah, the way the way they've come out of the draw there is interesting. Look, Millman's hardly played tennis this year, so he's very underdone. He's had a lot of injury. Nick's rolling along nicely. I mean, Nick will look at this as an opportunity with those top players I mentioned out. So if he could somehow, for the first time in his career, put 2 weeks of sustained tennis best of five over 7 matches together, he might just be in with a sneaky chance. Who knows? Got to get past Millman. He's a great competitor, Johnny, but certainly not in the class of Nick Kyrgios. Alex Diminor, the young Aussie, he's got the wild card. He's 18. He's a gem. He's inside the top 200. He takes on Dominic Thiem. That's a tough one first up. The young man from Austria who's the sixth seed. Jordan Thompson's got a tough one too against Jack Sock, who's on home soil, the American. JP Smith qualifying, which is a great result. He takes on Tomas Fabiano, the Italian. So that's winnable for JP, who's played a lot of college tennis over in the US. Bernard Tomic is in the draw, but who knows what we're going to get from Bernard Tomic. He's up against Jules Muller. He's at 33, having his best year on the tour from Luxembourg, and Tanasi Kokkinakis has got Janko Tipsarevic of Serbia, former top 10 player. That's a tough first round match. So, yeah, not going to be easy for the girls. Gavrilova, who is in a New Haven final this morning, so it'll be a great lead in for her, takes on the American qualifier, Ali Killick, and then you've got Ash Barty up against Anna Conyers, the 21st seed. That's very winnable for Ash. And Arena Rodionova getting the wild card's got Hoogenkamp of the Netherlands, who's been a bit of a journey woman. So on the women's side, certainly a chance to get through to the second round.
And Maria Sharapova back in Grand Slam mode.
Yeah, and she's got Simona Halep, which is not the easiest matchup. Coached by Darren Cale, of course. Simona's getting... Well, she's edging closer to trying to win a Grand Slam. Unfortunately, she just gets outpowered by the bigger hitters, Pliskova and Muguruza, and who are certainly stealing the limelight at the moment. So Halep's going to find a way, but she wouldn't be thinking that meeting Sharapova is the best result in the first round either. Maria hasn't played a lot of tennis, as we know, Shebeks, in her comeback. So that's winnable, though. The women's tennis, anything can happen these days.
Exactly right, BP. And is it correct that we're going to see tennis under lights for the first time at Arthur Ashe Stadium, and the possibility, one would think, wouldn't that be juicy, of a Federer and Nadal final under lights?
Yeah, I think they've played, that's a good question, I think, well, the final, I think, is scheduled for 4 p.m. from what I know.
Okay.
But that might alter, but yeah, look, the organisers would love that, and this has been the script that's been written this year. For these two to come back and dominate the Grand Slams has been just outstanding for us that love tennis. We were hoping there was another chapter of Federer and Nadal, and well, I tell you what, with all those big names out, it is just set for those two to go pretty deep, hopefully, and be in the final.
Yeah,
it's not an Aussie.
But with the withdrawal of Andy Murray now, Nadal and Federer take the 1 and 2 seeds, so they hopefully it's all set up for a massive final. Hey, BP, have a very safe trip overseas. We'll talk to you again next Sunday from somewhere in the world, and we'll catch up then and enjoy the US Open.
Will do. Thank you, Shebeck.
Brett Phillips joining us here for ASTE Melbourne Synthetic Grass Sports Surface Specialist. Head to aste.com.au. George, that's it for this week.
It's been a chilly morning, mate, but we've warmed things up with some really good news from sport right around the world.
Thank you for your company today. Dasha also defeating Dominika Chibulkova, as Brett mentioned before. Cincinnati Open 4-6, 6-3, 6-4. News time, it's 10 o'clock. Inside Footy up next.